listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Matt here, reporting for duty.
Matt, shh. Don't move.
Julie, what's wrong?
Don't move. There's something behind you. Be very quiet. Boo! I got you.
Oh, my goodness, Julie.
There's nothing behind you.
Oh, I was so scared.
I bet you were scared because you thought a lion was going to get you, right?
Totally. I mean, between our story last week about lions and the fact that we just spent the night in the zoo, I totally thought I was lion's meat.
Sorry to scare you, but that was so fun. Hey, being a special guest at the zoo overnight was awesome.
So many weird sounds and like cool noises. Definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience from our friend Guy, for sure.
You know, Matt, you're lucky you weren't lion food today, but in today's story from the Bible, someone actually does get swallowed by a giant animal, and he lived to tell about it.
Huh? What kind of animal are we big enough to swallow but not eat? A whole person?
Well, according to the Bible, a really big fish. You know, I bet there are some pretty big fish somewhere in the zoo. Let's go find Guy and see what we can find out.
Great idea, Julie. Let's find him.
Hey, Guy. Guy, we're here. Good morning.
Where is he? Guy, are you in your office?
Go, fish. G'day, mates. Just grabbing some brekkie for all the fish in our zoo aquarium. Did you have a good sleep here at the zoo?
The best! And we made sure to stay out of the lion's den.
Guy, what type of breakfast are you making? Steaks and potatoes and stuff?
Go fish again, mate. Actually, the fish I'm feeding eat animals like krill and plankton.
Oh, so I guess you're feeding the little fish then, huh?
Well, you might be blown out of the water to learn that it's the biggest fish that eat the smallest animals in the ocean.
Big fish, huh? Like what?
Well, what's the biggest animal you can think of in the ocean?
Whales!
Correct!
They eat little animals?
Some of them do. It's amazing how many little animals they need to eat in a day to keep them swimming.
Guy, in our story today, a man named Jonah is swallowed by a huge fish. The Bible doesn't say if it was a whale or something else, but anyway, it doesn't seem like that could be true. Can a fish really swallow a human?
It does sound like a whale of a tale, Julie, but remember that the Bible is God's true word. That means we can believe it, even if we don't understand it. And as we learned last week, God is in charge of everything. So if God wants Jonah to be swallowed by a giant fish and survive, he can do it. Remember, that's called a miracle.
And a miracle is something amazing that doesn't normally happen, that shows God's power. What a helpful reminder, Guy. We can trust God and take him at his word.
Ridgy didge, Matt. Well, these fish aren't going to feed themselves. It's been a pleasure having you two at the zoo these past few days. Come back soon. And I hope this helps you guys as you learn from the Bible today.
Bye, guy.
That was a whale of a good time. Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. Amen.
We've been learning some pretty amazing things that God did in the Bible. God saved three men from the fiery furnace, and he protected Daniel while he was in the lion's den. God is good. God is in charge of everything, and he showed us that through both of those stories.
Today, we're going to learn a story from the Bible about God using a man named Jonah. On the count of three, say Jonah. One, two, three. Jonah. Jonah was a prophet of God. A prophet is someone who speaks for God. God spoke to Jonah and told Jonah to go to a city far away called Nineveh. On the count of three, say Nineveh. One, two, three. Nineveh.
The people in Nineveh did not love or obey God. God told Jonah to tell the people in Nineveh that they were disobeying God. God was going to punish them for disobeying him. But there was a problem. Jonah did not want to go to Nineveh. He decided to run away instead of doing what God said.
Jonah knew that God is good, and that if the people of Nineveh loved and trusted God, then God would forgive them. Jonah didn't want that. Jonah forgot that God made all people precious in his sight. He forgot God wants all people to love and trust him. So Jonah got on a boat with some other men and started sailing to a city far, far away from where God was sending him.
Whoa, that is not good. Jonah disobeyed God. But not long after they set sail, Jonah went down into the bottom of the ship and took a nap. Everyone, take a 2-second nap. While Jonah was asleep, a huge storm came, and the boat started rocking back and forth on the waves. The men on the boat were trying to keep the boat from sinking under the water.
Jonah knew that the only way for the big storm to stop was for the men on the boat to throw Jonah off the boat and into the water. So that's what the men did. They threw Jonah off the boat, and Jonah went into the water with a big splash. The storm stopped right away, and the water was calm.
After Jonah was thrown into the water, a huge fish came and swallowed him. Jonah went all the way into the belly of the great big fish. And he stayed in the belly of the great big fish for 1, 2, 3 whole days.
After 1, 2, 3 whole days in the belly of the great big fish, Jonah prayed and asked God to save him. And God heard Jonah's prayers. So after those 3 days in the belly of the big fish, God made the big fish spit Jonah out onto dry land. Jonah was safe. For the second time, God spoke to Jonah and told him to go to Nineveh and tell the people that they were disobeying God. This time, Jonah obeyed God.
Jonah went to Nineveh and told the people there about God. Now, let's get an even closer look in the Bible at what the king of Nineveh said to his people after Jonah obeyed God. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. The passage we're going to read can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Jonah, chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. I'll give you a moment to find it. Jonah 3, 8 through 10. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. All right, is everyone ready? Jonah 3, 8 through 10 says, "Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish." When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened.
The people of Nineveh were sorry that they had disobeyed God. They loved God and started obeying him. They believed that God is good and God forgave them. God is good. He is what is best. And he sent Jonah to tell the people of Nineveh that only God should be worshiped.
Jonah did not want to go because he did not want God to forgive them. But God is good. He used a big fish to get Jonah to Nineveh because he wanted the people to know that he is what is best. God wants all people to know that God is good.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it 5-second fly-through review.
Our friend Guy, the zookeeper, is back to play our game with us. Tell us how to play, Guy.
All right. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You'll have 5 seconds to think of the answer. When the timer runs out, let's shout out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Sounds good. Everybody ready?
Here we go.
All right, question number one. Where did God tell Jonah to go?
Nineveh.
Question number two. What was Jonah supposed to do when he got to Nineveh?
Tell the people to love and obey God.
Question number three. Did Jonah want to obey God and go to Nineveh?
No.
He disobeyed God.
Question number four. Did Jonah finally obey God and go to Nineveh?
Yes.
He went and told the people to obey God.
Last question. Question number five. Were the people of Nineveh sorry they disobeyed God?
Yes.
The people of Nineveh believed God is good. How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so, but now it's time to live like it's true. This week, take turns as a family practicing how to tell others about God. Is there a neighbor you can invite for dinner this week who might need to hear about God?
Let's worship together by singing a song that will help us learn all of the books in the Old Testament, the part of the Bible our story came from today.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, Revelation. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, First and Second Thessalonians, First and Second Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, First and Second Peter, First, Second, Third John, Jude, Revelation.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about today's story, you can turn to the book of Jonah anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description or visit tvcresources.net.
Tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again soon.
Bye.